Lehigh Valley Business Sentiment Index rose sharply in October.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Kamran Afshar survey of the Lehigh Valley businesses is a quarterly survey that has been conducted since 1998. In October 2018, the business sentiment index in the valley rose sharply, making up for the drop in July and then some, rising above its pre-recessionary level. There was an across-the-board increase in all the indices in the model. For the indices for actual purchases over the last 6 months and planned purchases for the next 6 months, rising close to 10% above the July's level, and both exceeding their 2004-2006 boom year levels. We calculate an indicator called the momentum for each of our indices. This is a mathematical combination of variables roughly representing the percent of companies which are making a change and the average amount of that change. This gives us an indicator of direction and strength of movement. The momentum for purchases indices, and especially for future purchases, is dropping, which indicates that while the percent of businesses increasing their purchases is rising, the size of those increases is dropping rapidly. The employment indices also made record highs in October. Particularly, plans for future hiring rose to its highest level since we started to collect this data back in 1998. The rate of layoffs among businesses which participated in our survey is now well below what it was during the boom years of 2004-2006. And the rate of hiring has now surpassed those previous peaks. The increasing plans for hiring were expected due to the very low unemployment rate in the valley and the thinning of the available labor pool, which is low both in the total numbers in general and expertise in particular. The valley has been experiencing its fourth tight labor market over the last 40 years. The only thing which is not totally materialized is a strong increase in local wages, something that we fully expect to see in the coming months. Businesses participating in the survey experienced sizable revenue increases according to the October data. And this also boosted their expectations of future revenues. The economy, which was recovering since 2009, was boosted this year by corporate and personal tax reductions, causing it to expand rapidly during the second quarter. The third quarter output also made a good showing. However, significant increases in deficits is pushing interest rates up, and the more restricted international trade markets and higher consumer demand in U.S. are starting to push inflation up. While we expect the economy to continue to grow over the next 6 months, its growth rate is expected to be measurably slower than the last 6 months. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.